Unit 8, Part 1, Language Skills Development. 1. Starter. A. Listen to the song Yesterday once more and answer the following questions.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. Yesterday once more. Yesterday once more.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer for each question you hear.
We haven't seen each other for a long time. How have you been?
I'm okay. How about you?
So-so. Where are you staying? How are the conditions?
I'm staying in a 4-star hotel. Its facilities and services are great.
I'm staying in Eden Hotel. The food here is not only economical, but also delicious.
Yes, and the locals are also friendly.
What brought you here?
I was in great agony during the past year. Although I left you, I could not forget the happy time we had here and the promises we made to each other.
I'm so sorry, Lisa.
You don't know how painful it was to lose our baby, but you were not there. The doctor said that we could try again, but how could I when I couldn't even look you in the eye?
Lisa, I really feel guilty for that. But the past is past. Don't dwell on it, okay? Just like what the doctor said, we still have chances.
2. Text. Return to paradise. Lisa gazed out over the Caribbean Sea. feeling the faint breeze against her face. Eyes shut, the white sand warm between her bare toes. The place was beautiful beyond belief, but it was still unable to ease the grief she felt as she remembered the last time she had been here. She had married James right here on this spot 3 years ago to the day. Dressed in a simple white shift dress, miniature white roses attempting to tame her long dark curls, Lisa had been happier than she had ever thought possible. James was even less formal but utterly irresistible in creased summer trousers and a loose white cotton shirt. His dark hair slightly ruffled and his eyes full of adoration as he looked at his bride-to-be. The justice of the peace had read their vows as they held hands and laughed at the sheer joy of being young, in love, and staying in a 5-star resort on the Caribbean island of the Dominican Republic. They had seen the years blissfully stretching ahead of them, together, forever. They planned their children. 2, she said. He said 4. So they compromised on 3. 2 girls and a boy, of course. Where they would live, the traveling they would do together. It was all certain, so they had thought then. But that seemed such a long time ago now. A lot can change in just a few years. A lot of heartache can change a person and drive a wedge through the strongest ties, break even the deepest love. 3 years to the day they had returned, though this time not for the beachside marriages the island was famous for, but for one of its equally popular quickie divorces. Lisa let out a sigh that was filled with pain and regret. What could she do but move on, find a new life and new dreams? The old one was beyond repair. How could this beautiful place, with its lush green coastline, eternity of azure blue sea and endless sands, be a place for the agony she felt now? The man stood watching from the edge of the palm trees. He couldn't take his eyes off the dark-haired woman he saw standing at the water's edge, gazing out to sea as though she was waiting for something or someone. She was beautiful, with a slim figure dressed in a loose, flowing cotton dress, her crazy hair and bright blue eyes not far off the color of the sea itself. It wasn't her looks that attracted him, though. He came across many beautiful women in his work as a freelance photographer. It was her loneliness and intensity that lured him. Even at some distance, he was aware that she was different from any other woman he could meet. Lisa sensed the man approaching even before she turned around. She had been aware of him standing there, staring at her, and had felt strangely calm about being observed. She looked at him and felt the instant spark of a connection she had only experienced once before. He walked slowly towards her, and they held each other's gaze. It felt like meeting a long-lost friend, not a stranger on a strange beach. Later, sitting at one of the many bars in the resort, sipping the local cocktails, they began to talk. First, pleasantries, their hotels, the quality of the food, and friendliness of the locals. Their conversation was strangely hesitant, considering the naturalness and confidence of their earlier meeting. Onlookers, however, would have detected the subtle flirtation as they mirrored each other's actions and spoke directly into each other's eyes. Only later, after the alcohol had had its loosening effect, did the conversation deepen. They talked of why they were here, and finally, against her judgment, Lisa opened up about her heartache of the past year and how events had led her back to the place where she had married the only man she believed she could ever love. She told him of things that had been locked deep inside her, of which she was unable to tell anyone. She told him how she had felt after she had lost her baby. She was 6 months pregnant and the happiest she had ever been when the pains had started. She was staying with a mother as James was working out of town. He hadn't made it back in time. The doctor had said it was just one of those things that they could try again. But how could she, when she couldn't even look James in the eye? She hated him then, for not being there, for not hurting as much as her, but most of all, for looking so much like the tiny baby boy that she held for just 3 hours before they took him away. All through the following months, she had withdrawn from her husband, family, and friends. Not wanting to recover from the pain she felt, that would have been a betrayal of her son. At the funeral, she had refused to stand next to her husband, and the next day, she had left him. Looking up, Lisa could see her pain reflected in the man's eyes. For the first time in months, she didn't feel alone. She felt the unbearable burden begin to lift from her. Only a bit, but it was a start. She began to believe that maybe she had a future after all, and maybe it could be with this man, with his kind hazel eyes, wet with their shared tears. They had come here to dissolve their marriage, but maybe there was hope. Lisa stood up and took James by the hand and led him away from the bar towards the beach where they had made their vows to each other 3 years ago. Tomorrow she would cancel the divorce. Tonight they would work on renewing their promises.
New words.
Paradise.
Gaze.
Faint.
Breeze.
Bear.
Spot.
Shift.
Miniature.
Tame.
Curl.
Utterly.
Irresistible.
Creased.
Loose.
Ruffle.
Adoration.
Bride-to-be.
Justice.
Vow.
Sheer.
Resort.
Blissfully.
Stretch.
Compromise.
Heartache.
Wedge.
Beachside.
Quickie.
Divorce.
Lush.
Eternity.
Azure.
Agony.
Palm.
Freelance.
Photographer.
Intensity.
Lure.
Instant.
Spark.
Sip.
Pleasantry.
Hesitant.
Onlooker.
Detect. Flirtation.
Alcohol.
Loosen.
Pregnant.
Withdrawal.
Betrayal.
Funeral.
Unbearable.
Burden.
Hazel.
Dissolve.
Cancel.
Renew.
Proper nouns.
Lisa.
Caribbean Sea.
The Justice of the Peace.
The Dominican Republic. 6. Practice. Listening.
Listen to a passage on ways to save a marriage and complete the notes.
3 ways to save a marriage. Whether you have been married for a brief period of time or many years, you want your marriage to be the best it can be. However, there might be some misunderstandings and bitterness which may give rise to serious difficulties in a marriage. You do have a choice. Go through the pain of divorce or do something to save your marriage. Here are 3 ways to save a marriage. First of all, be honest with yourself and acknowledge the marriage problem exists. Begin by asking yourself what problems you and your spouse are encountering. You should be able to identify what difficulties need to be resolved and what you wish to accomplish. Many people make a mistake when they take the task to save their marriage. They neglect the wonderful things which were there at the beginning of their marriage, or even prior to their marriage. Placing some focus on these things is the second way to save a marriage. Being able to recognize that no two people can reasonably be expected to agree on everything is the third way to save a marriage. Perhaps you and your spouse did not fully acknowledge your differences in the early stage of your relationship, or perhaps you felt that time and love would solve that problem. If this has become a problem in your marriage, basically, it can be resolved by compromise or by agreeing to disagree.
Part 2. Language and Use. 1. Dialogue. A travel reservation. A conference planner plans to organize a travel for the participants after the conference. Now he is calling Contourist to make a reservation for their post-con travel. Read and listen to the dialogue. Then complete the following reservation form.
Good morning, Contourist. How can I help you?
Hello.
Yes. Can I speak to Celine?
Yes. Who's calling?
I spoke to her last week about a post-con travel from Shanghai to Ningbo, and I'd like to make a booking.
Okay, could you hold on, please? I'll put you through to her desk.
Thank you.
Hello?
Is that Celine?
Speaking, please.
I visited your agency last week, and we talked about the tour you would organize. You said I should get in touch with you once we had made a decision.
Oh, yes, I remember. Have you decided that you'd like to go?
Yes, I'd like to make a booking.
Fine, I'll just get a booking form. Hold the line. Right, could you tell me which tour you've decided on?
The one... Sorry, I haven't got the references with me. The one-day trip to Ningbo via the Bay Crossing Bridge.
Okay, I'll look up the reference number later. Can you tell me what date you want to leave on?
The 13th of July.
Fine. So, would you mind giving me your name, please?
It's for my group of 20. White Morgan.
Thank you. And I'll need your address.
Certainly. That's 11 High Hill, Temple Fortune, London, NW116PN.
And the telephone number?
0181-328-5252.
Do you have a number at work?
Yes. 0171-321-5454, extension 22.
Thanks. And are all British?
Two of us have Irish passports.
Right. Now, do you mind if I just check the details? It's Mr. White Morgan of 11 High Hill, Temple Fortune, London, NW116PN. Telephone number 0181-328-5252, and at work 0171-321-5454, extension 22. Departure date 13th of July. Now, there's the insurance, which is compulsory on this kind of tour. Would you like to make your own arrangements, or would you rather take out the standard insurance policy?
Oh, I guess the standard one. It saves a lot of trouble.
Yes, okay. Well, the insurance premium is... Wait a moment, I'll look in the brochure. It's for one day, isn't it? That's £10 per person.
Okay.
I'll send you a confirmation next week.
Okay.
I'll also need your deposit, which is £80 per head.
Right. I'll drop by the beginning of next week and make you out a check then.
Good. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
New words.
Via.
Extension.
Passport.
Compulsory.
Premium.
Brochure.
Confirmation.
Proper nouns.
Celine.
The Bay Crossing Bridge.
White Morgan.
Irish.
2. Pair work. Reserving a travel.
Reference answer.
Good morning, Spring Travel Agency. How can I help you?
I'd like to make a travel reservation.
Could you tell me which tour you've decided on?
I want to book the 4-day travel to Xi'an.
Can you tell me what date you want to leave on?
The 1st of May.
How many people will be on the trip?
4.
Fine. So, would you mind giving me your name, please?
Wang Ming.
Thank you. And I'll need your address.
Certainly. That's 256 Liming Road, Minhang District, Shanghai.
And the telephone number?
021-5474-5566.
Thanks. I'll send you a confirmation next week.
Okay.
I'll also need your deposit, which is 100 yuan per head.
Right. I'll drop by the beginning of next week and pay for the deposit.
Good. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
3. Text. Travel agent.
Nature of the work. Travel agents help travelers sort through vast amount of information to help them make the best possible travel arrangements. They offer advice on destinations and make arrangements for transportation, hotel accommodations, car rentals, and tours for their clients. They are also the primary source of bookings for most of the major cruise lines. In addition, resorts and specialty travel groups use travel agents to promote travel packages to their clients. Travel agents are also increasingly expected to know about and be able to advise travelers about their destinations, such as the weather conditions, local ordinances and customs, attractions and exhibitions. For those traveling internationally, agents also provide information on customs regulations, required papers, passports, visas, and certificates of vaccination, travel advisories, and currency exchange rates. In the event of changes in itinerary in the middle of a trip, travel agents intercede on the traveler's behalf to make alternate booking arrangements. Travel agents use a variety of published and computer-based sources for information on departure and arrival times, fares, quality of hotel accommodations, and group discounts. They may also visit hotels, resorts, and restaurants themselves to evaluate the comfort, cleanliness, and the quality of specific hotels and restaurants, so that they can base recommendations on their own experiences or those of colleagues or clients. Travel agents who primarily work for tour operators and other travel arrangers may help develop, arrange, and sell the company's own package tours and travel services. They may promote these services using telemarketing, direct mail, and the internet. They make presentations to social and special interest groups, arrange advertising displays, and suggest company-sponsored trips to business managers. Agents face increasing competition from travel and airline websites for low-cost fares, but travelers still prefer using travel agents who can provide customized service and planning for complex itineraries to remote or multiple destinations. To attract these travelers, many travel agents specialize in specific interest destinations, travel to certain regions, or in selling to particular demographic groups. Work environment. Travel agents spend most of their time behind a desk, conferring with clients, completing paperwork, contacting airlines and hotels to make travel arrangements, and promoting tours. Most of their time is spent either on the telephone or on the computer, researching travel itineraries or updating reservations and travel documents. Agents may be under a great deal of pressure during travel emergencies or when they need to reschedule missed reservations. Peak vacation times such as summer and holiday travel periods also tend to be hectic. Many agents, especially those who are self-employed, frequently work long hours. Advanced computer systems and telecommunications networks make it possible for a growing number of travel agents to work at home. However, some agents feel the need to have an office presence to attract walking business.
New words.
Destination.
Transportation.
Primary.
Source.
Cruise.
Specialty.
Ordinance.
Visa.
Certificate.
Vaccination.
Advisory.
Currency.
Itinerary.
Intercede.
Alternate.
Departure.
Evaluate.
Colleague.
Operator.
Telemarketing.
Social.
Sponsor.
Airline.
Low cost.
Customized.
Remote.
Demographic.
Confer.
Paperwork.
Update.
Document.
Reschedule.
Peak.
Hectic.
Self-employed.
Telecommunications.
Network.
Walk-in.